Greetings, the automatically deleted husband, and I got a surprise this morning. I did sign up because of the, especially because of the circumstances I'm in, for this, informed delivery, from the U.S. Post Office. You know, because they do take images, of the mail, as it's going through the system. And you can sign up to have that sent to you. And I did. And this morning, I have an image, which obviously I'm using today. A letter is coming from my wife. Now, I got the notice this morning. The postmark is the 25th in Greensboro. So the actual arrival date, I'm not sure. It could arrive as early as today. It could be this weekend or Monday. I don't know. But then, of course, it has to get from the address, this Congress Parkway address, which is the apartment of my friend's, Chris's son's, to me. So there's an additional delay. And I don't know. I have no idea. Because of the fact that there's this loose offer about George coming to visit, I wonder if there's going to be some of that in context. I wonder if it has to do with economics. You know, it is interesting that Jim Cross, after our less than delightful interchange, you know, he did the accusation stuff. He then asked me for an image, which I sent him. And in that image, the letter he handed me the day he facilitated my wife abandoning her marriage, it included that he's taken over and I'm not going to be pressured or to be responsible. But of course, my wife went to the state to pressure and make me responsible. So there's a consistency. You know, saying one thing and doing something is two different things, isn't it? You know, like his promise that if there's ever an issue between Dorothy Jane and myself, she will send her back to me. Well, he didn't live up to that. So, why should I expect him to live up to anything else? But he also claimed to be a follower of Christ. And what I claim is that his actions are inconsistent with that. But he's a less than perfect man, and so am I. And two imperfect men can still reconcile a relationship. And that is my desire with him. It is my desire with my wife. But the irony, you know, the Lord has his ways. A little short video. Father returns from front line, surprises daughters at school. The image says emotional reunion. So this is a case where Russian soldiers are serving in, I think both cases, in Donbass. And they come home on leave, show up at a school, and greet their daughters in front of the class, which obviously, you know, that's an emotional moment. And I thought about that. What would my kids think if after almost 12 years we saw each other again? Well, there is on the table the possibility with George. You know, so, you know, the question is, I look at this image of this dad, and of course, when you see the video, you can see there is a delight in the girls when they get their dad back. What would my girls think? You know, so it reminded me, and I just grabbed a smattering of pictures. You know, the one from 1999 of Erica Lee. She and I had a date. This was at a Chick-fil-A. Pretty sure it was a Chick-fil-A. just because of the color, and her smile, I thought it's been a great photo. And what did she think of me today? Would she want to see me again? And I think the answer, from my reaching out to her, as she reached out to me, but when I reached out, no, I don't know. And then, you know, there's this picture of, this is when we went to this Pure Energy concert. I took my two of my girls, Julia and Susanna. And we had a day. It's ironic. We were living in Alabama and we came here to, that was Chattanooga where we went to the concert. And I was comfortable with my kids. There's this one from 2008 where I have a stack of kids. There's two of them, a stack of kids on top of me. Are they comfortable with me? And of course, am I comfortable with them? I think I would say I'm comfortable with my kids. You know, there's the picture in 2006 of me holding Gloria Jane in the pool. And, that was our pool. And you know, the crowd around. And then, of course, Gloria Jane in my lap. And again, also again from 2006. You know, I'm sorry. I'm comfortable with my kids. You know, there was from 2004, George on top of me. You know, again, doing these silliness things, it's not been a problem. You know, but then, of course, there's the lady that I love. So this one from, again, 1999. Dorothy Jane and I, sitting on a couch, kind of napping. Is she uncomfortable with me? I don't think so. You know, it's not that I had to grab her. She was comfortable with me. The next photo is from the following day when we were in Chattanooga with Jack and Eric Lee. And I find that an interesting photo because I do wonder what they think about where we were, what they think about it today. That's the memorial, the National Memorial for the Unborn. It was a significant day, really significant day. Because at the time, Lori Cambridge, a friend, was the director. And we went to visit her and, of course, went to the center there. Anyway, but the point is, I was very comfortable with my kids. After almost a dozen years, it's just completely a foreign idea right now. I have no idea what it's like to have kids around. Just it's I don't think about it in you know, I'm trying to protect other kids. Mine have been isolated from me and it hurts. The hike I mentioned yesterday happened. Chris came by. We went and we hiked 8 miles. So not the whole thing. Had a delightful hike. Excellent conversation. Probably about 80 to 90% was theology. And the rest of it, theology applied. So we did that hike. I came back. Had a smoothie, of course, because Chris needed to go. Then, you know, after an 8 mile hike, I added another mile of hiking and a half mile of a swim. So I did get a half mile of swimming in plus 10 miles of walking. Not a problem. And I'm grateful in one sense that I'm in good health because I'm alone. And if I was alone and not in good health, had dependencies that would not be provided by my family, would hurt terribly. But since I'm in good health, I think it's part of the Lord's grace to me. I'd rather have my family around. I want to learn again what it's like to have kids around. So very much. You know, Walter and Zadok are still quite young. But they don't know me. Unlike this little girl in Russia, seeing her dad come back and giving that warm embrace to Walter and Zadok, who's this guy? No idea who he is. I don't know what Walter thinks, because there was not that much time. And of course, with Zadok, he had no idea who I am. I want to hold my little girls, who are not little girls anymore. They're old enough to be moms on their own. I want my family. I'm striving to reconcile the relationship. Well, the letter. It could be inviting. It could be less so. I don't know. I was planning on writing, because I've been thinking it through, a letter to George. And I was thinking, okay, I'll do that Sunday. But now that I found this morning, I'm wondering, do I wait to find out what's in that letter, or do I write him first? I'm leaning towards writing him anyway, not knowing what's in that letter. I'm not sure. I want to make it clear, unambiguous, I am pursuing reconciliation with this lady who sent me the letter. I recognize, the handwriting. And I wonder about the words inside. You know, the last emails and stuff that I've got from her closes with, "Goodbye, John." There's no love in that. And again, as I point to 1 Corinthians 13:8, love never ends. So if love never ends or falls off, and she's showing what appears to be no love, if there's no love in her for me now, then in reality there never was. But again, as I've tried to make clear before, I'll make clear again now. I love that lady. I don't hold anything against her. I know she's had a difficult life because of the guy she married. But I love her, and I ask for her back.